This is the Experience Points Podcast, episode number 102 for the week of November 3rd, 2010.
Welcome back to the Experience Points Podcast. I'm George Albor.
My name is Scott Juster.
And we are the co-creators of experiencepoints.blogspot.com, a site dedicated to the serious but not humorless analysis of video games and culture. And today we bring you an article from Sean Elysium Sands of Gamers with Jobs, someone we've come back to time and again for the show.
His beard is magnetic.
Yeah. His article is called, Is Cataclysm Enough to Bring You Back? And this is a question he poses to World of Warcraft players, which, or ex-World of Warcraft players, really, because it's a question about what aspects of a game, and specifically what aspects of World of Warcraft, are enough to bring you back after an extended time away from the game. Personally, I played World of Warcraft for a long time. I think it was something like 3 years, is that right?
Maybe 3 years sounds about right. I mean, when you're in the game, it's an eternity.
Yeah, I spent quite a bit of time, and I've played all of the expansions. I didn't actually get all the way up to level 80, I think, from the Lich King. I think I stayed at like 75 before I stopped. And now I've been away for probably about a year and a half, right?
Yeah, I mean, I remember when you left, it was, you know, as the Lich King was still somewhat new, I guess. I don't know exactly what the tale on it was.
Yeah, but he was still on his icy throne. So we had yet to best him. Yeah. And it was funny because it was a big deal when I stopped playing and I told people, everyone was like, congratulations, and, you know, patting me on the back.
Well, I'm assuming some people were also, hey, fuck you, we were supposed to raid on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, you let some people down. I mean, I think I left at a good opportunity when I wasn't really committed to a lot of people.
Well, I mean, that's one of the things you have to consider for, you know, coming back to Cataclysm. I don't know. I guess before we go in, we should set the stage a little bit about Cataclysm.
Yeah. So Cataclysm is the next, for those who don't know and have their heads in the ground, Cataclysm is the next big expansion for World of Warcraft. And the biggest and most unique thing about it is not that there's two new races, Goblins and Worgen, which are essentially werewolves. But the fact is, the game is set in the same world as Vanilla WoW, except for they've completely changed things. There's been a cataclysmic event, and the Earth has been torn up, and previously normal levels have now changed the environment drastically. There's a giant rift through large portions of cities. Jungle areas are now deserts. Deserts are now jungles. The whole world has been kind of...
Cats are now dogs.
Yeah, it's madness. There are no rules. It's kind of like, you know... What's that movie about the ice storm that, like, everyone almost dies? The Day After Tomorrow? It's kind of like that.
Jake Gyllenhaal's in Azeroth now.
Yeah, so it's a big deal. I think there's enough people, personally, myself included, there's enough interest in just looking at what they're doing because it's never been done before.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the, you know, to start things off as to why they would be doing this, I think getting lapsed players back has to be at the top of their list.
Yeah,
you know, I think you are their target for Cataclysm.
Oh God, I'm being targeted.
You know, I mean, you played for a few years, you had a good run with it. I mean, towards the end of your time with WoW, what stopped you playing?
It was other time commitments, partially. Mm-hmm. It was that all of the people that I, and like I said, you know, there weren't a lot of people I was committed to towards my end of WoW days. So at the same time, the opposite side of that is there were less people for me to play with. So the personal aspect of the game started losing the appeal. You know,
is that because other people had left as well?
Yeah, well, some of my friends had switched servers. Some of the guilds that I had been in had just collapsed. Some of my friends in those guilds had stopped playing WoW for whatever reason.
Anecdotally, did you notice if that tended to happen, like, after an expansion had gotten a little bit older? Like, maybe after the luster had worn off?
Yeah, well, some of them, yeah, absolutely, because some of the people just didn't pick up Lich King, and so the latest expansion, it was kind of, well, it's me and a few people I know, but a lot of the people before decided, well, a new expansion's coming out, now's a good time for me to stop, because before I get committed into a whole new ordeal. And then once the Lich King started, I just didn't have the time to reach level 80 as fast as my other friends, and so they were all doing high-level content while I was still kind of grinding and killing rats and stuff back then.
It's so odd that those last few levels are so onerous. You know, it seems like the difference between 75 and 80 shouldn't be that huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's not only that, there's also the gear aspects, right? The raids that my friends were interested in doing were the ones dropping the best loot. And so I would want to go join them, but I didn't have the gear to do it anyway. Not only was I not high enough level, but if I was high enough level, I just wouldn't ever be able to catch up with them. And since they were always playing more than me, I kind of just gave up. You know, you realize there's nothing you can do about that.
And it came down to, I'm assuming, a question of how much you wanted to grind in these same areas that you had been familiar with for the past few years.
Yeah, well, I mean, Lich King was an entirely new area and environment, and it was really beautifully done, and it played long enough to see most of it. And so I was pretty satisfied with what I had seen.
In comparison, was it a huge jump from the other expansions, like, as in terms of just flat-out geography? Like, was it a big place to explore?
Yeah, it was very large. It was huge. Yeah, Northrend, it was called. Yeah, it was very big. But it was nice. I actually think the Lich King is one of the best... Probably the best expansion that they have had thus far, in my opinion, at least.
I mean, I could see that as someone who doesn't play, like, as an outsider, I could see that they would get better at what they do.
Yeah.
In subsequent iteration, you know?
And I think that's one of the things that is bringing Sean inevitably back to the game, right? Blizzard has learned from their mistakes, they've learned how to do things well, and now they're taking the old world that I'm familiar with, you know, the ones that, like, I ran through time and time again, and essentially redoing it and saying I can now go levels 1 through whatever in a completely new environment, but that I still have, you know, feelings towards.
It's something like that that makes me question how appealing this is for someone that has never played WoW before. Because I feel like, you know, take myself for example, I don't know the geography of the land. And so if I see a huge canyon of burning fire where there once was, like, I wouldn't know that there was once a verdant green field there. I would just walk by it and be like, oh, here's a big canyon, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I imagine for newcomers, it's less... I don't know, it's probably less appealing. But then you're right, they're targeting people like me. They're targeting people, they want to come back to it.
I wonder how many people will still... Because the other side of getting into WoW is what you described a little bit earlier, which is to say you'll be behind everyone else who's playing WoW.
Yeah.
And I know they have implemented some things that make it faster to level.
Yeah.
But
we're talking levels 1 through 85 in this expansion. How fast could you possibly make it to still make it worth it?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe they're trying to entice high-level players to start off maybe with a new character class, or maybe even with the same characters, so they can see all the early game content from a newcomer's perspective again.
Yeah, I think that my guess is that even the high level content will have you seeing the world anew. They've added in flying in the old world, which used to not be allowed up until Cataclysm. And so I think, you know, there's going to be excuses for people of any level to explore the world. I don't know how much new content there's going to be in just 1 through 80. They haven't been entirely clear about that. It sounds like Sean, from his experiences in the beta, that they've changed quite a bit of what you can do as a low-level character.
Would you be interested in going back as someone who could theoretically fire up some characters that are in pretty good shape? Would you be interested in going back as a lower one?
I think that's my only interest, actually. Because going in now as a level 75 character means that I still have a lot of leveling up to do before I even get to the point where it's normal for me to enter the high-level content in Cataclysm.
I feel like they are addressing that exponential curve type thing, you know, where you level pretty quickly, it seems like, and then all of a sudden you hit this plateau, and then it's so incremental between each level. You know, 76 takes as long to get to 77 from 76 as it takes from getting to like 30 to 40 or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, maybe that is a, you know, for someone that wants a brand new experience, it's even more enticing to go back because they can also see the new levels, like the new physical aspects of the world, while getting that rewarding ding much more often than they would if they had to do it with their 70s or something.
Yeah, exactly. And that's my intent. But My fear is that because the expansions all take place in different areas, that each time you reach that level from level one, you'll have to go through the old areas again. There's going to be some point when I say, for example, I play Cataclysm and I go from level one to level 60, and then I move out to Outlands, which is one of their expansions in the Burning Crusade, and then I have to move to Northrend again in Lich King. So there's like a good 20 levels where I'm playing things I've already played through, and they're not changing that at all that I'm aware of. So there's a huge gap in the middle between playing the game starting fresh and high level content.
Is there anything in the story that could bring you back to it?
I
mean, this is the story of WoW we're talking about here. I know we're like diving into the deep end of the nerd pool, but I mean, did you pay attention to that when you were playing?
There's a few story elements. I'm not that big of a... I wasn't as big into high-level content as a lot of other people, which means the huge story arcs, those big, you know, the Lich King himself, I didn't actually get into because I just wasn't even able to get to that level of high-level play. But there's certain elements that I'd like to see how it changes. I'd love to see how the elven areas have changed now that Cataclysm has occurred. You know, I'm interested in kind of the origins of these people that I've played as throughout the game and see, well, you know, what's different.
Yeah, I mean, as an outsider, I just watched the trailer that they released fairly recently about the dragon escaping and basically raining hell on Earth.
Yeah, that's a really amazing intro cinematic. I like it a lot.
I thought it was pretty neat, too, and I was just trying to imagine how much of an impact it would have made if I had actually gone through those places that it was showing in the video.
Yeah.
Because to me, they were just forests and fields and other stuff. But to people that have played it, you know, oh, that was where we first met in this guild, or that was where we battled that beast for 7 days on 3 separate raids and then finally beat him, you know.
Yeah.
That was our victory field, and now it's done, you know, it's dead.
Yeah, it's really cool seeing him take out like the capital cities. I mean, for someone who's spent a lot of time in those capital cities, that's very meaningful.
So they're doing that, right?
Yeah, apparently.
And I mean, so you won't be able to go back. I mean, it's people call it vanilla WoW, right? Like it's the most basic version of WoW. You won't be able to go back to this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so. Unless someone has some server secretly hiding somewhere.
I mean, I'm sure there will. I mean, there are still people running like original EverQuest servers out there. Yeah. So I mean, there will always be like a small sliver of people that do it.
I'm sure there's a vanilla WoW server now, just because of all the class changes.
But it's just so much harder to get because it's not in the public eye. They probably don't want Blizzard to know about it. You know,
Yeah, exactly. Before actually watching that trailer, I was dead set on not playing Cataclysm again. And I had put in a lot of thought about it. I knew, like, okay, this is coming up. Some of my friends have started to talk about it again. And I needed to, like, think about this. I've continued to think about it, whether or not it's something I want to go back to at all. And I told myself and I told everyone else, you know, Cataclysm is going to come out and I'm not going to play it.
What made that decision solidify in your head before you saw the trailer?
It was a lot of the time commitment, again. I mean, it's the thing is, anyone who's played WoW for a long period of time knows that when you decide you want to play, you can say, I'm going to play for an hour, or I'll play for a couple hours a week. The game pulls you in. It just doesn't work that way. And there's a lot of games that do that. It's not just MMOs. Yeah. There are other games that I've played that I say, you know, I'll put in a little bit of time, and then it sucks
to
win.
Try to play one game of Peggle.
Yeah, exactly. It's hard to stop playing a game like that. And the more you get involved in the game, the more you start to want to go back to it. And not even that, feel like you have to go back to it. If I start, say I join a guild, which I think is one of the most satisfying things someone can do in an MMO, all of a sudden you feel like you actually have interpersonal obligations. That you have to show up and communicate with these people. And if you don't, you feel like you're letting them down. And that's the sort of strange pressure you're putting on yourself. So I could choose to play Cataclysm and just play it like a single player experience, but I wasn't entirely sure I could trust myself to do that. So I decided I'm not going to bother playing it at all. I'm not going to have as much fun as other people because I'm going to level too slowly, and paying that monthly fee just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, for me as a non-player, I try to, you know, cast myself in this role of maybe I had played it for a while and then, you know, like you, took a break. It seems like Cataclysm is even more insidious because it would make me want to go back early so I can take one last walk around the cities before they get all smashed to hell.
Yeah, and I've seriously thought about that. My housemate, one of the people I used to play WoW with quite a bit, has already recreated his account. And he's been gone from WoW for about a year now. So he's back in, and he's back in right now, and he's already doing high-level instances in his level 80 character so he can gear out for it and stuff. It's already brought him back in.
But that sounds like a mechanical thing, you know? Like, not an emotional attachment.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's absolutely true. He doesn't really care all that much about the story. He's much more interested in the changes that they've made to the classes and you know, the sort of different mechanics they have within WoW.
Mm.
But the point being, from my perspective, is now I have a friend who's already playing it and is already saying, hey, you should check it out. There's all this new cool stuff. Do what I do. You know, recreate your WoW account.
Yeah.
So it's very tempting.
It just begins to, like, subtly start tugging at you a little bit at a time.
And the video was really effective for me because I now realized I actually do want to play the game. I think there's enough really cool stuff. And it's unique enough, and I'm going to have a particular point of view that will make it valuable going back. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean I'll stick with it. I might just play it for one month or two and be satisfied and put in, you know, a certain number of hours that I feel is worth it or whatever.
Can you think of other games that besides WoW that have this user base that drops in, drops out, sometimes is really into it, sometimes can lapse for a year and then get back into it? Is this like a unique MMO thing?
I think it's a unique multiplayer thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that, you know, a lot of people were playing Modern Warfare 2 for a while.
Yeah.
And they ended up, a lot of people stopped playing, of course, because other games were coming along. But if Modern Warfare 2 were to have a big patch, they'd go back to it. I think Halo is an example of that. Halo will often, you know, release map packs for Halo 3, and you'd see people go back to it and play it on multiplayer. But that's a little bit easier because it's not as much of a commitment, right? You already have the game, presumably. You'd have to pay for the DLC to actually play the multiplayer maps. But it's not this moment where you have to decide, I'm going back to it, you know? You're not reinstalling it into your computer.
Yeah, and it's also, it might feel like less of an investment I guess emotionally is not like the correct word for it. But I mean, a map pack is a group of map packs. But I mean, in order to change the entire arena of WoW, you know, the entire map is a little bit different. It feels like you spent so much time there, and for it to cease to exist is just, I don't know, it just strikes me as more personal in a way than like adding on more things.
Yeah. I would be interested in being there the day it switches over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being in, I'm sure it'll cut the servers.
Yeah.
But there's probably going to be events and people hanging out. And
I wonder what would happen if you took away maps in something like Halo, similar to what is happening with WoW right now. You know, you're getting some new maps, but we're also taking away, I don't know, Blood Gulch or whatever.
Yeah, or changing them. I don't hear too much about patches to maps.
Yeah.
I know it happens. You know, there are times when there's a, you know, a position that maybe is too powerful and people will patch it, but it's pretty rare.
And it doesn't have huge ramifications for people that have been there for the story since the beginning, since it's so divorced from what's going on in the single player campaign.
Yeah, yeah. I left League of Legends for a while, probably like maybe 4 or 5 months, and then I've just started getting back into it again. So that's been a moment of like, oh, yeah. I mean, to the point where I almost uninstalled the game from my computer.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe about a few weeks ago, you know, a new character was released that was very similar to a character that I enjoyed playing. Mm-hmm. And so I came back, and then I'm not even playing that character now. I'm just playing other things, you know. So you don't really need much to bring people back.
And
once they're back, oftentimes the games will just, you know, it'll keep it themselves.
And League of Legends, you going back to it was because of something that the developer did on their side, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't necessarily about people who were not playing it. This was like a feature, I guess you could say.
Yeah, exactly. It was a feature. And that's one weird thing, because I think one of the biggest reasons I'm interested in going back to Cataclysm is just because my friends are going back to Cataclysm or going back to World of Warcraft, not necessarily the new content.
Yeah, I mean, there's two new classes, right? I mean, like, werewolves or worgens or whatever they're calling them.
I feel like I'm almost justifying going back now.
Well, I mean,
using, like, the changes that they're doing to say, oh, this is going to be great, I can experience all this new content and stuff. when really the thing that's bringing me back is the possibility of playing with friends again.
How does it change your idea of it? Because, I mean, when WoW first came out, we didn't have this proliferation of free-to-play and microtransaction games that are going on. Yeah. Like, even Lord of the Rings now, I believe, is free-to-play.
Yeah, it's all free-to-play.
And so that might make it harder, I'm assuming, to go back to WoW, because it's now the price discrepancy has even grown greater.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I was almost tempted to go back to... not to go back, I never played it before, but when the Lord of the Rings Online became free, I was tempted to start that, mm-hmm. just because it's free.
Yeah.
You know, and I know that a lot of people really enjoy that MMO.
And it's something that WoW is trying to hold on to. I mean, desperately might be overstating it, but I mean, they're interested in continuing this business model and not having to shift to the free-to-play mode.
I mean, it's clearly working for them. So
I wonder how long it can work for them, though, because, I mean, it's just strange to see how many other people around the internet have been talking about things like League of Legends and Lord of the Rings Online. And even the consoles are starting to get in on it, too, like Monday Night Combat and things like that. I mean, I just wonder if WoW has finally proven itself to be, like, the ultimate outlier.
Yeah, almost certainly. It can't grow forever. I mean, I don't think the population that play it can grow forever. I haven't seen any numbers lately of higher than what was their cap, 16 million or something ridiculous?
Yeah, I mean, that's still a lot of millions and millions of players. But and plus, who knows if that takes into consideration the deactivated or, you know, unused accounts.
I get the feeling that Blizzard is intentionally reaching out to older players, because they've lost a lot of older players, and they might think that it will be easier for them to get older players than it will to get new players.
Mm, because of how the market has changed.
Yeah, and that being said, I think Cataclysm is genius. I mean, as a game, it offers a lot to both players. It says to the old players, look, we're taking all this old content, and now you can see it again, and there's all this meaning now, because the world you knew is now gone.
Mm-hmm.
And for new players, it says, now you don't have to feel like you've been left behind. You're not going through these empty worlds. Everyone's going to be there again. You're going to be in a world that's heavily populated because everybody wants to experience it. And we're releasing two new races that you can experience right off the bat as level one, with tons of other people playing through it as level one characters.
You make a convincing case.
I mean, I don't think they can pull it off again. I don't think they're going to have the Cataclysm 2. We're going to mess everything up a third time.
And now it's okay again. It's like getting hit by a frying pan, messes you up, and then you get hit again and you're okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, all your memory comes flooding back. I don't think that's gonna happen, but it's kind of amazing is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I mean, I can't really think of, you know, like we were just talking about Halo, like I can't really imagine them making any significant changes to classic maps without a huge outcry. And people seem to be okay with it in WoW, which is the weirdest thing for me. Maybe I'm just too like detached from it, but I'm always weirded out when things get patched into oblivion. Like it's going to be really hard to find what it was like for that first generation of players.
But as someone who is no longer playing that game, that's kind of the only thing that can bring you back, right? I mean, to be fair, there are times when I go play a single player game that I've already beaten again. That, you know, that could be interesting for whatever reason, not just because they have DLC. I mean, I'll almost certainly go back and play through Mass Effect 2 just because I can make different story choices. So there's already content there that I just haven't experienced yet. I mean, that's one of the reasons I would go back to a single player game.
Yeah, and I mean, I guess in WoW, the allure of choosing a different class or choosing, you know, a different faction isn't as strong as that, or maybe just because the time commitment it's too much, it's untenable.
Yeah, the time commitment is a lot, and again, I don't know how much they're going to change. I would be really upset if I just like, yeah, I'm gonna go play Cataclysm again, and then once I get through the Worgen area, it's just the same quest but a different environment. Judging by what Sean and other people have said about the beta, I don't think it's going to be the case.
Yeah,
but you know, I don't know exactly what Cataclysm is going to be like.
Are you interested at all in any of the mechanical changes that I've heard about? I don't really know them off the top of my head because I'm not as familiar with it, but I heard that there were certain streamlining things that they were doing.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things is they've redone the talent system almost entirely, and it's exciting and all, but a lot of that matters more so for people who are committed to high-level content. Mm. You know, they've unlocked their talent trees. They're concerned about gear and what those, you know, what certain spell combinations do at this point, now that they've changed, you know, magic penetration, all sorts of different aspects of stats. Mm. But when I gave up, I said, I'm not going to play Cataclysm when it comes out. When I decided I am going to play Cataclysm, in all likelihood, I'd also made the decision I'm probably not going to focus on high-level stuff. So I haven't been paying attention much to it, so it hasn't been very appealing to me.
The fact that you can say that and other people can say the exact opposite, like, oh, I'm going back in because they seem to be making all these weird changes, is just speaks to how well they've done this, I think. How clever their trap is here to snare in people that like their game for all areas of the spectrum.
Yeah, exactly.
And for people like me that, I mean, I'm not actually going to do it because I think it would blow up my computer, but I mean, like,
yeah.
I mean, it's pretty shocking to keep a game going for 5 years or so and be winning converts the entire way. And I think maybe, I haven't really thought about this too much, but maybe that's why they're not calling it WoW 2 or something like that. They want to keep a continuity going.
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
I'd be reluctant to jump into WoW 2 having not played WoW 1, because I'd be like, oh man, like I have no idea what I'm doing. But if it's just WoW, then I feel like maybe I could learn or something.
I think that they should have called it WoW 2, actually. I think that would have been even more daring to give it a graphical overhaul, mm-hmm. which they haven't done, I don't think, ever.
I mean, it's incremental, I heard, you know, it's like bits and pieces.
But there's never been... Yeah, there's never been a huge change that I'm aware of to the graphics engine.
So you're looking for cel-shaded, it would be really neat.
Yeah, and the reason is because they want everyone to be able to play it, which is which is great and all. But I think Cataclysm would have been a really good opportunity for that. But I think you're right. It's a calculated decision to bring people back and bring converts.
All right. Well, maybe before we wrap up, two predictions. One, how long do you think you'll be playing WoW, if and when you start up again? And two, how much longer do you think WoW can last?
Ooh, those are good ones. Yeah. Well, okay. For my own play, I'm gonna say probably 3 to 5 months.
Okay.
I'll play it. In terms of hours, I don't know. That's so hard to tell. I don't think I'm gonna fall into the trap of leveling a high level character.
Mm.
Unless they drastically overhaul the leveling system, that's just not gonna happen for me.
Mm.
I don't have the time or the patience for that anymore.
Okay.
As for the length of World of Warcraft, wow, that's tough. 5 years?
Five more years. Like a 10 year.
I can't imagine World of Warcraft having more than two more expansions.
Two more expansions. And what, they do an expansion every couple years?
Yeah. And I can't imagine it having more than two. I think that would be strange. I could see them re-releasing it and doing World of Warcraft 3 and maybe doing it like so many years in the future and that lasting then another little while, but World of Warcraft as we know it, I just can't imagine. And I'm sure this is a trap you're just setting up for me, because in a few years, 5 years or whatever, they'll be bigger than ever and I'll have shot myself in the foot.
I have no idea. I can't even make an educated guess. I would say that WoW will turn into something like, you know, something that people are still dedicated to, but something much smaller, like on a small scale. You know, something that people still pay for, but it'll drastically, it'll start hemorrhaging users in about 2 years or so.
Yeah, that's my guess as well. And I'm sure the servers will be online for quite some time. But, I mean, the thing that I see happening is World of Warcraft starts to fade, and then they come out with World of StarCraft, and it's just all over again.
And then they combine the universes of Diablo, StarCraft, and World of Warcraft. And
yep, space orcs and fucking, you know.
All right, well, I think we should wrap it up there. But if you folks want to write in with your thoughts and ideas about the future of the World of Warcraft and any ideas about future podcasts, any topics you might want to see covered, our email address is experiencepoints@gmail.com.
We also encourage you to leave your comments in the comment section to this podcast or any of our posts. In particular, I'm curious to know if there are any WoW players out there who decided that they don't want to play Cataclysm and why that might be the case. And again, the site is experiencepoints.blogspot.com. We encourage you to stop by and bring your friends.
All right. Until next time, let us know how many Horde versus Alliance people we have in the audience.
Oh, boo.
All right, take it easy.